Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's that time again. It's blaming time. Who's to blame today? Well, today I'm going to tell you that blacks probably shouldn't buy homes. Who's to blame? And why would I say that? If you want to join the discussion, you can reach me at 347-326-9598. Or I'll be hanging out on Facebook. You can comment on my Blame Girl page on the thread about the show. And also watching Twitter, mention me at Blame Girls with an S. And I'm trying to get logged into a Blog Talk Radio chat room, but I'm having a little trouble. Let me reload and see if that doesn't help. So I'll try to be in the Blog Talk Radio chat room, but we'll see what's going on with that. My other social networks, I always mention those: Instagram, Pinterest, Google+, and my blog, blamegirl.com, which I've been neglecting, and I know. And I'll try to get something up soon. So the reason I am talking to African Americans, black people specifically, about home ownership is because two articles that popped up in my feed, my news feed, stood out to me. There was one in the Washington Post called A Shattered Foundation and a Forbes article titled How Home Ownership Keeps Blacks Poorer Than White. After reading those articles, I concluded that it's a tough situation. Black people might not should buy homes. Who's to blame? Well, let me talk to you about the articles. First of all, the Washington Post article, they just lay out the facts, basically. So during the recovery, basically up until 2007, both blacks and whites were likely to owe more on their home than it was worth. And then the recession hit, and it put both groups into negative equity. However, since we've been back on the incline, you've had white families bounce back, as the president put on display, but not so much with black families. They're still at a decline into the negative equity, okay? And in this Washington Post article, they discuss a town that was, or that it was one of the most affluent black neighborhoods in the nation. It's Prince George's County. You may have heard of it. It's all black upper middle class, and they had homes up into the 1 million. But they ended up with the recession. They lost more wealth than their neighboring, their white neighbors. Okay, so they talked about a couple, Fred and Jennifer Bryant, who owe right now $560,000 on their home. Their home is valued at $480,000, so they're into that negative equity stage, and their mortgage has doubled since they moved in. It's more than doubled at $3,900 a month. So that's what happened to this family. A lot of families, this family, they refinanced and they bought into something they really didn't understand, and basically they got a lower rate and they owed, or not a lower rate, I apologize, they got a lower payment, but if they didn't pay above that, I don't know what amount they were supposed to be paying above that, then their rate was in danger of doubling, and that's what exactly happened. But, I mean, I know, just to couple that with my knowledge of the mortgage crisis, I know that blacks were kind of targeted for predatory lending. And they were just the banks treated them different. So, nationally, the African American family's net worth is going to be about a third of what a white family's is. And then black wealth declined by a third after the recession, from 2010 to 2013. That's when our income just went down. There's 8%, I'm sorry. I have a lot of numbers in front of me, and I don't usually realize stats, but today I am because I just want to back up what I'm saying. anyway, a black family has 8 cents to every dollar of a white family. So the other article, that was a shattered foundation talking about, really about, Prince George's County. And I forgot to tell you also, they compared it to another neighborhood, Reston, Virginia. And they were virtually identical through 2005. But as again, Prince George's County has had much more trouble bouncing back from the recession. So the other article is a Forbes article, and it is called How Home Ownership Keeps Blacks Poorer Than Whites. And I read this one first, and it got me to thinking about this topic. So home ownership basically in America represents a strong middle class for white families, okay? Homes appreciate different in black and white neighborhoods. there's an appreciation gap. And wealthy minority neighborhoods had less home value than a home in a white neighborhood. And that is also true in poor neighborhoods. If it's a poor white neighborhood or a poor black neighborhood, your home's going to be worth less in the black neighborhood. black homes, they have 18% less value than white. And then just to hammer the point in, the higher percentage of black people in your neighborhood, the less your home's going to be worth. So, and I think it starts off at 10% is when the appreciation starts, or the depreciation, I should say, when that starts. So back to my topic, black people shouldn't own homes. Who's to blame? 347-326-9598. That's just the starting off point. I just wanted to give y'all some facts about why I'm actually saying this. So, like I said, if you want to join the discussion, also, I'm still monitoring my Facebook, my Twitter. Let me launch that chat room, see if it'll work. Okay, it looks like it's launching up. So, do you think that blacks shouldn't buy homes just because they are burdened by historical factors? Like I said, they were targeted by the banks, and were just not treated equally, generally. And so the market, if you will, it devalues us because the market, it depreciates our homes if there's too many of us in that area. Does that make sense? So, and people don't even, like, if you try to integrate, people don't want to integrate. They don't want it. They're more likely to buy a home in a white neighborhood, even if the prices are lower and the schools are good and you have everything in order, but they're still going to go for the white neighborhood. So is it just discrimination at work, and it just, you know, if you want your property to be worth something, what do? Are blacks to blame? In the Forbes article, she said over and over again that blacks are more likely to buy homes in black neighborhoods, and that just, you know, depreciates the home value. However, blacks that don't buy in black neighborhoods, they are okay. Like I said, your home is one of your biggest assets, okay? It accounts for about 62% of most median families' assets. So, but the thing is, blacks don't invest in other things to build their wealth. It's not just your home. It's your vehicles. It's your other tangible things, boats, if you have other properties. And in addition to that, it's cash. It's your money. It's your stocks, your CDs. And blacks are less likely to invest in the stock market. And I didn't realize that. Like, I'm not likely to invest in the stock market. But maybe I'll reconsider that because, you know, and that's another thing. Everyone thinks that home ownership is the best way to build your wealth, but during reading, you know, during my show prep, I found that you get a better return on stocks than you do a house. Now, this is not completely to deter people from buying a house or blacks from buying a house. Like, should anyone really be buying a house right now? If you have an opinion, 347-326-9598, it's not just blacks that were targeted for fraud. There were a lot of people. I remember at the beginning, when everything seemed great, a friend that she moved into town from a, you know, a rural area, and she bought a house, her husband, and her rates doubled on her, and she was so stressed out about it. And like I said, the stock market gives you a higher return. But, I mean, if you can afford to buy a home, buy a home. But just consider, and if you're black, definitely consider where you're buying your home. And some blacks do buy in black neighborhoods because they want to be around their people. And that's fine. But just think about how it will affect the value of that home that you purchase. Maybe you should rent if you're going to stay in a black neighborhood. And then on top of that, maybe you should just, and then some people look in black neighborhoods just because they're cheaper, and that's not always the answer, is to go for the cheap option. Like I said, many people won't live in black communities. Many people won't live in black communities, even with the lower price and the better or the good schools, the comparable schools. The comparable neighborhoods, the neighborhood could be taken care of, and they're still not trying to live there. So, so in conclusion, blacks probably shouldn't buy homes, and that's a big if you're going to buy it in a black neighborhood. I hate to, like, discourage people from doing that, but I look at it like this. I'm encouraging us to integrate. And I don't want to, but, you know, be aware of if there's 10% or more black folks, because then that's also going to affect your property value. You might want to consider renting. Also, diversify. Diversify your assets. Get you a house, maybe own a few cars, a boat, some other property. Don't put it all in one house. Restructure the way you invest it all in one grand house that's hundreds of thousands of dollars, when you could put it, some of it in a house, some of it in some stocks, some of it in some CDs, and things like that. So, well, I'm already out of time. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. If you want to reach me outside of the show, again, Facebook, Blame Girl is my page. If you have any comments on the show, comment on that thread about the show. Twitter, Blame Girls with an S. You can always tweet me, and I'll definitely respond. The other ones, Google+, Instagram, and Pinterest. I don't frequent them as much as Facebook and Twitter. And then finally, my blog. I'll get caught up pretty soon. So stay looking out for that. So until next week. Who's to blame?